Well, the voice of Saskatchewan is driving a combine today. So you got me, Brent Laux, filling in. Evan's back here on Thursday. You know, it was just great talking and hearing the energy from Aaron Dean, the CEO of Creative Saskatchewan. We're seeing more and more film production in our province. But as she was saying, Creative Saskatchewan involved in helping people with their creative projects beyond that of the film industry. Well, still on the theme of let's be positive about great things going on in our province, I'm joined now by Gordon Moore. Gordon is the executive director of Southeast Tech Hub Inc., and they are about ready to kick off the two-day Iced Rural event in Estevan. Runs tomorrow and the following day as well. Sounds like an interesting event. Gordon, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
For people that have never taken in your Iced Rural event before, what are we in for over the next couple of days?
Well, for sure. This is our third conference, second year we've done it, and it's really focusing on rural innovation. So this year, what we're focusing in on are two things, energy and education. Energy, because when you think about it, every electron or every molecule of energy that we consume or use, it's coming from a rural community. And we're based in Estevan, and we've gone through a bit of a challenge facing that. Thankfully, things have settled down. But there's a lot of what we would call land-based knowledge, where people working on the front line have a lot of insight and thought on energy generation and transmission. On the other side of the coin, we have a digital divide, meaning rural Canada doesn't have the same technology opportunities as, say, urban. So, for example, if up until or last year, if you took the Trans-Canada Highway as your northern border all the way down to the U.S. from Alberta to Manitoba, there was no place someone over the age of 18 could do computer science. Now, we've resolved that with a really cool program at Southeast College, but we're going to talk about that. And here's the wonderful idea. If you put those two together, and this is what our conference is about, if you give the computer science technical training to those who are on the front line in the energy sector, think about how many new companies and jobs you can create.
I like the idea of one of the things you're doing at this two-day event beginning tomorrow. You've got a pitch program being offered, a pitch competition for people that are rural Saskatchewan innovators. Have you got some insight as to what we're going to see as far as some of these business ideas that will be put forward?
Yeah, for sure. So just to back up, if people don't know what a pitch is, it's like the Shark Tank or the Dragon's Den, and we're going to have four companies, and they're all from rural Saskatchewan, pitching, so explaining for 5 minutes and then answering questions for 5 minutes from the judges about their business. And they have the opportunity to win up to $15,000 in seed money, thanks to SAS Power. One of the ones that I know well, she's representing our region, is a lady by the name of Jill, and she's working with Southeast College to create an AI app that will help you understand what pattern you need to bead when you bead a First Nations or Métis design. So it's a really neat cross connection of all those wonderful things.
That's fascinating. And you know, you mentioned AI, my gosh, that's just showing up in everything that's being created these days, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's something that co-own and ran an international final mile reverse logistics system. So I'm actually working with our local college here, Southeast College, to create a prototype using our data of a AI dispatching system. So yeah, it's something that is affecting all of us, but just be aware, anyone who will tell you that they know what's going to happen with AI, it's too soon. No one knows.
Aaron Dean is my guest. Aaron Dean, that was my guest last half hour. Gordon Moore is my desk, executive director of Southeast Tech Hub Inc., and they're getting ready for their two-day Iced Rural event kicking off in Estevan tomorrow. So who would be at this? Who comes to this, and who's going to benefit from this event?
Well, right across right across to the spectrum. So one of the cool things that I'm very proud of, we have a couple of communities who've seen what we've created in Southeast with the tech hub. We're very unique. So they're coming into this conference just to see what we're doing and see if they can replicate it in Alberta or Toronto. We have G. Hitachi coming in to talk about the SMR, because as some people may know, it looks like we could get a couple of SMRs in our community. So talk about what job opportunities there are for the youth, or how the oil and gas industry can slightly retool and make parts and be part of the supply chain of the SMR. We've got academics. So, for example, we have Dr. Wagner coming up from the University of George Washington, talking about one of our projects, which is turning our coal into EV-grade batteries. Then we have Zach Maurer from Prairie Lithium. He'll be presenting on a paper that we've all been working on together, Southeast Tech Hub, Battery Metals Association, and others, on a battery cluster for the entire province. And when I say batteries, it's not just cars, you know, your computer, your phone, everything else. So we got industry people as well. So it's a real cross-section and a lot of locals who just want to know how they can take part in innovation and create jobs and things like that.
You mentioned the SMR is getting a lot of attention with some of your presenters at the event. Of course, we're talking about the modular nuclear reactors there. Is there a fair amount of talk about that down in oil country in the Southeast?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. Here's one of the cool things that I don't know if a lot of people appreciate. So in our oil industry down here, we have a lot of manufacturers. They're 95% of the way there in their skills and capabilities to make parts for the SMR. The main part that they have to work on is certification, and we're working with them on that. So there's a great opportunity here. The other neat thing about our region is our youth, actually, some of them are thinking about jobs in working in a nuclear reactor. There's not that many places in the world where youth have that as a future thought.
Yeah.
So it's really quite special in here. So it's interesting. A few years ago, we were all worried about what's going to happen to Estevan. Now we're like, are we going to have the ability to handle all these new jobs and constructions? It's a fun challenge to have.
Fun challenge for sure. Exciting times. We appreciate your time here today, Gordon, and all the best with the two-day event, Iced Rural, happening in Estevan tomorrow and Wednesday. Take care.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Gordon Moore joining us on the Evan Bray Show. Do I have time to read a couple of these texts? Holy smokes. The CFL announcement, the commish making these changes. If you missed it earlier, basically, the one I like the idea of the 35-second play clock. It starts automatically. When one play is done, the clock then starts running 35 seconds for the next play to take formation and move. Right now, it's a 20-second clock, but it's up to the referees to announce when. Okay, start the clock now. So I think that's positive, but there's a lot of stuff people don't like about it. 1-877-332-8255. Somebody said, Brad said, what about high school football? Will they have to go back to playing on their home fields? Then have to build sports facilities at each school? Lots of unanswered questions. Don's got a cute one. Elbows up, buy Canadian, don't go to the U.S., boycott everything. And then the CFL sets about becoming the Junior National Football League. Riders in Winnipeg built stadiums 60-plus feet, 20 yards longer than necessary, or they would have put a few thousand more seats in, just because the East won't build proper stadiums. Ooh, we got lots more of these comments. We'll share them with you. And, of course, more reaction on the Green Zone coming up this afternoon with Jamie Nye and Locker. This is the Evan Bray Show. Brent Lauchs with you till 12:30 today on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.